I'm going to give Jim a chance to respond to that. First, a question. If I pass this microphone onto the table so that Jim and Daniel are sitting down, will you be able to see them in the back so they don't have to bop up? No, you won't.
I have
looked at a lot of these papers, because I'm on a National Research Council committee, thanks to Lee Anderson, that is actually charged with addressing what are the policy implications of a decline in trophic level indices, among other things. There are several papers that have come out in the last 5 years that have stirred up the ecological and biological community. They've been funded by NGO organizations, and they are, I think, influencing the public's perception about what's happening out there in the world. And managers are wondering, A, is it true? Are these papers, in fact, factual? And B, if they are, what should we do about it? And Dr. Pauly's paper is one that has gotten close to 400 citations, I think, since it was published in 1998. So it's out there, and it's heavily cited. And something we've been looking at. So I went and looked at a lot of this literature, and I guess I'm convinced that the data is revealing a decline in trophic level indices. Most of these things are done from the 1950s forward, and that's the post-war period, so the stocks were probably arguably built up to reasonably high levels, if not pristine levels, by then, and there's been a slow and steady decline almost everywhere you look. I think the effect is there. I mean, I have some technical problems. A lot of this work is done looking at catch trends rather than biomass trends. I think the idea behind this index is to measure the state of the biomass. And in fact, what's being used really is the composition of catch. And of course, I think Daniel Pauly would say, well, the catch is in fact proportional to biomass. I would say, as a fisheries economist, well, maybe not, because you've forgotten that humans are responsive to prices, to technology. It's also the case that regulators are involved in fisheries, particularly since the 1970s. And one way you could observe a decline in the trophic level index, for example, after the EEZs were established, would be if regulators took the job seriously. In other words, you began with a situation where you had a degraded ecosystem, and the top predators had been relatively degraded more severely, what you would do would be to cut back on the allocation of harvest of top predators, and then you would see in the natural index a decline as the fishery switched to things that then became more abundant in the regulated atmosphere. Now, I mean, that's a story. I don't think that story actually really explains everything that's going on here. But I'm still left wondering what to do with this. I mean, the problem with this index is that it's not clear how low is okay, I mean, where we want to go with it, how we would use it to target policies that in fact are addressing ecosystem assemblages. And I think in the end, sort of every case is specific. And so in the end, you have to come back to the micro level specifics of each case and look at relative values and at the way different species interact and make up your own tactical decisions on the ground. And that the ecosystem index itself isn't going to be very helpful at that particular level. But I think it is a valid question, and it may be, in fact, a valid question asked is whether this is a sort of a canary in the coal mine sort of index that's useful for us. I have a problem with the way this is being used by the press, because when you see trends, of course, one of the things that's natural is just to extrapolate them. And of course, exactly that is being done in the press. People basically say, we've got a declining trophic index level, and where we're going is here. But again, I mean, as economists, I say, well, where we're going really depends on the behavior of the actors in the situation. And I don't extrapolate. I don't like to simply extend trends and presume that we're going to be driving the system into lower trophic levels where we're harvesting jellyfish and zooplankton. That's silly. I don't think that's going to happen because they have no value for one thing.
Wait, Jeff. Next question's for you.
Well, you can reflect. We are fishing, Jeff.